Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. It is Happy Friday, honey. It is June the 3rd, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe. Kenya do have members in the East and West Africa, UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. Karan Pudati. Now listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. It's GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different rums. One is infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have silver and gold Gumba Rum. Please do check out GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Now listen. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum, and Gumba Rum is the smoothest rum on the planet. Now, let me tell y'all something. Steve Gum is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, my God. I'm crying because I can't be there. I can't be there to set up my kissing booth next to Steve. But guess what, y'all? The good news is this. This is great news. He's going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Y'all can get your crawfish boil and get a sample sip of Gumba Rum. So listen, if you are in one of the parishes in Louisiana, come on down. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's at 900 Campus Street. 900 Campus Street. Move it. Left, right. Listen, y'all. Y'all march like the army. I wish I was going to be down there. I'd be down there leading the troops. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you, it's June the 7th through June the 12th. June the 7th through June the 12th. Steve Gunn will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, Lord, I'm still crying because I can't be there. But listen, y'all, the good news is he's going to be there with the Gumba Rum baby, and it's going to be going down your throat just like this. That's me sipping, baby. Listen. It's a stone cold blast on today because it's the weekend, baby, and we're getting ready to set it off up in here. A whole lot of music for today. But listen, before I get into the music showcase and the musical salute, I got something to tell y'all. Let me dial it back for a minute. I got some good stuff. Y'all probably don't know this about me, but mama loves some tea. Yes, I love my teas. Y'all know what? Listen. Let me tell y'all something about myself before I continue on. I enjoy and love natural remedies. Yes, I do. I really do. I have practiced natural remedies for years on end, and I love it, because you know what? It works, baby. It works. I love teas. Now, listen. Teas is the bomb. Now, if y'all not, you know, believers in teas and natural remedies, I'm telling y'all, y'all better be trying it. Y'all best be trying it. There's a whole lot of stuff out here. Y'all got to get your immune system boosted up. You really, really do. You got to get your immune system boosted up. And, honey, the best way to do that is what? Green tea. Green tea is the bomb. It really is. Green tea is full of antioxidants. You know what? And you need that. You really need that in your body. You need antioxidants in your body. If you live a stressful life, you really do need to have more green tea. And I would even recommend green tea every day. A cup every day is really great for you. And now, listen, I'm not just saying that. It really is the truth. It really is the truth, okay? So, listen, let me tell y'all something. I want to tell y'all about a special green tea. It's an organic green tea. And I was looking at this. I said, oh, no, they don't have this. I didn't know it was available. It is a liquid green tea in a packet. It is IE green tea. Listen, y'all, I'm telling you, when I come across good stuff, I want to tell you all about it. Now, listen, take a listen to this.
Visit www.iegreentea.com for organic high antioxidant green tea in instant green tea packets. Equivalent antioxidant content to 14 cups of the most popular green tea bags.
Now, listen, did y'all hear that? It's almost like having 14 cups of green tea. Now, listen, you ain't going to be jumping off the walls. So, listen, you can dispel that theory. Okay, dispel that. Listen, it's not like that. It is organic green tea. Listen, it's liquid. So, it is a liquid green tea. All you got to do is put it in your water. So, listen, you ain't got to worry about boiling water because, you know, everybody's living a busy lifestyle these days. You ain't got to worry about boiling your water. You can have it right in your water. Listen, you got your bottled water in. Anyway, you know, everybody's drinking bottled water. You put the liquid green tea in your water. Just give it a little shake, and drink it on down and enjoy it. That is IEGreenTea.com. And I'm going to be telling you about that, honey. I'm going to be talking about the green tea full and packed with antioxidants. Now, listen, y'all, I got a special music showcase. We're getting ready to get on down and boogie with the music. Now, listen, y'all, let me tell you something. This one is Party Every Night. You're going to love it, love it, love it. It's a great tune. I've been playing it all week, so y'all already know about it. It's Party Every Night. You're going to enjoy it. It's got a great, great beat. Once again, it's Party Every Night.
Don't you want to dance with me? Huh. Don't you want to hold hands with me? Huh. Don't you want to take a chance with me? Yeah. Don't you want to romance with me? Yeah. And I'm dressed so handsomely. Yeah. And I got my friends with me. Yeah. Pass the drinks to my family. And my head's so big, I don't care what you say.
I like to party every
night. I like to party day and night. I like to party every night. Cause I know what they like. I got what you need. I got what you need. I got what you need. Yeah, Walking to the party like, girls look at me like, girls look at you like, ew. What's wrong with your face? Don't you wanna dance with me? Yeah. Don't you wanna hold hands with me? Yeah. I know you wanna take a chance with me. I know you wanna romance with me. You was never one on prepared, but she wants to dance, you better go and get it, cause she keeps on batting her eyelids, waving at you like, hi there, hi there. You ain't in my club, we in the VIP, you can't get with us, yeah. But you wanna dance with me, don't you wanna hold hands with me, I know you wanna take a chance with me, yeah. I know you wanna romance with me, yeah. And I'm dressed so handsomely, yeah. And I got my friends with me, yeah. Pass the drink to my family. And my hands so big, I don't care what you say.
Pull up, pull up. Me and all my friends gonna pull up, pull up. Paparazzi sits no cooler, cooler. Aren't you the guys running time that I had the best party of my life, yeah.
One more shot and I'm gonna be drunk. But that's a drug, I forgot that I'm already drunk. I done thrown up, I done drunk too much. But since you get your phone, I record it. Take a snapshot while I do my dance with a couple girls and two of my friends. Really couldn't care what your baby daddy said. My grandma still says I'm the man. I quit my job and I'm never going back. Wonder what my boss gotta say about that. And I went on a diet but I'm still fat. Wonder what my car's gotta say about that.
Pull up, pull up. Me and all my friends gonna pull up, pull up. Paparazzi sits on the cooler. Aren't you the guys from the time that I had the best party of my life? Yeah.
Hey, 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 that's Party Every Night. Party Every Night. That's by Apollo. Party Every Night. I was listening to the lyrics. I said, wait a minute, I just had a flashback. In the lyrics, he said, you know, ain't got to worry about the paparazzi following me. And I say, you know, that reminds me. You know, all the music always reminds me of a particular date. Now listen, y'all, I'm going to give y'all this right quick. Then I got to move on because in this particular musical showcase and musical salute, I do have the artists, Tiana Lips, Apollo, Faye Jewel, and Diva Chanel. That's the music you're going to be hearing. Now let me tell you this story real quick. I had a date with somebody. It was a celebrity. And it was some time ago. I ain't going to tell you who it was. But anyway, I had a date. It was our first date. I was going to go out. Now, listen, I went to the place. I showed up. I went to the place. And this song reminded me because he was talking about the paparazzi. This dude was so paranoid about the paparazzi following us. This dude had his people to come out on the date. I didn't know it. Oh, God. The people was all in the restaurant. The guys who he had was in the restaurant. They was checking me out, checking out my clothes. I didn't know it. Now, this was, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting. I'm looking around. I don't see him. You know, I'm trying to play it off because I'm sitting there by myself, and I'm waiting. I waited 35 minutes, waited 45 minutes. I said, okay, I'm finna go. Now, listen, I go back home. Dude calls me up, and I said, what happened? You know, he said, well, I got to be honest with you. I was just too nervous. I said, what you mean you was too nervous? He said, yeah, because people is just crazy. And then he tells me, you know, the guys was in the restaurant. His people was in the restaurant checking me out. And I'm like, what I'm going to do to you? What you think? I'm going to stick you up or something. So anyway, his guys was in the restaurant checking me out, which I didn't know. I kind of was wondering because I saw all the strange guys around the restaurant standing. They weren't sitting down. They were standing up. I remember so vividly. They had on their shades. They had on their suits. And I was like, okay, this looks kind of odd. But anyway, they was his people. They was in the restaurant. They followed me back out to my car. And I'm like, this is really weird. So anyway, they was taking pictures of me. He said, listen, they took pictures because I wanted to see what you had on and all this and this. And he told me, he said, yeah, you had on this scarf on your head. You had on this blouse. I'm like, boy, why didn't you just too nervous? I said, Lord, you got to be kidding me. Listen, I said, Lord, today, that's just awful. That's just awful. Anyway, we didn't go out. We continued to have conversations on the phone. We never did go out. He was just too nervous. This is a way to do everything. But he's saying there's people to follow me. I'm like, this is just too much of me. So anyway, let me move on to the next song. Now, up next is the artist AMH, and the song is Pogo, 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 Pogo. Y'all check it out.
Ay, on the road, got a phone call, had to get to the doctor. No giving up my phone call, had to press the D-I-E. On the road, see the car, yeah, engine roaring, it go. In one hand, I see guy, other hand on my vocal.
Other hand on my pogo, yeah. If it's man in the cut, don't go there. If you're lining it up, make a no show, yeah.
No show?
I was broke, till I laced up my boots from the so-so. Now I hop out the coupe with some rose gold. Had to go caveman and chase the dodo.
Chase the dodo?
Wake up and go. I was flying through Chelsea like N'Golo. With my mind and my money, if you don't know. Got no time for no honeys or no slow code. My precious ring on my necklace like Frodo. And if him try take it and go, then him wouldn't make it like JoJo. Then man got cannons and GoPros, leave you in photos.
Aye. On the road, got a phone. Had to get to the door. No giving up my phone. Had to press the D-I-E. On the road, see the car, yeah. Engine roaring, it go. In one hand I see guy, other hand on my pogo.
Don't be arguing on my phone, have the press to decline. If it ain't about the money, have we left it behind? You don't want me double backing like it's a rewind. I'm on my grizzly grind. Gotta get it any day, any place, any time. If they're getting in the way, got a place to decide. Fish girls in the shells like it's a seaside.
It's a seaside.
Let's drink a deep ride. Many hands light work, I'ma get it in time. Word to the Fijis, I'm just trying to stay alive. Pop in the new with that new car shine. Put it into third gear, then switch it up to five. Then up with these guys, trying to talk about mine. Like it didn't work like Rihanna in her prime. And they wouldn't get jerked like chicken and rice. Get booked, bye.
On the road, got a phone call. Had to get to the doctor. No
后嘴边那么丰富 I do press the D-I-E On the road see the car Engine 过人你过过瘾英文还那是个意 Offer hand on my book On the road got a phone call I do get to the doctor 后嘴边那么丰富 I do press the D-I-E On the road see the car Engine 过人你过过瘾英文还那是个意Offer hand on my book
All right. That is the artist's AMH name. The song is Pogo. Now listen. I enjoyed it so, and it reminds me of the old days when we used to be on the Pogo. You know the Pogo. So listen, I like the way he blends different genres of music to create that piece of music. That is a great single. And listen, got some more stuff that's coming up for you. Just to remind you, this musical showcase and salute is for Tiana Lips, Apollo, Faye Jewel, and Diva Chanel. This is going to be going on. Listen. Up next is a young lady. Her name is Tiana Liss. The name of the song is Deep Blue Eyes. I want y'all to check it out. It's real smooth and soft. Deep Blue Eyes.
Since I saw you for the first time, crazy dreams abuse my mind. The world of fantasies in me make me design how would it be, you and me. Since I saw your deeper eyes, I believe in miracles again. Tell me how you spend your nights, if you don't.
No, in a
German songwriter, singer, violinist. The independent music project, her independent music project was Elements Soundcore, which started in 2020. She combines diverse elements, electronic and live music, as well as vocals. And once again, the song was Deep Blue Eyes. You know, I love music because you can always pick up on something in any song. At least I can. In any song that I hear, I can pick up something fantastic and fabulous. And when I was listening to Deep Blue Eyes, she says, the lyrics at the end, she says, the deep blue eyes. She believes in miracles again because of the deep blue eyes. You know something? You know, sometimes you can meet somebody. You know, mom always got life lessons. So listen, here I come, baby. Here I come with the tea. Sometimes you can really meet someone, and you might be feeling at your lowest point. You might be just having one of them days. You know, sometimes we just have those days where you just ain't feeling it. You know, your energy level may not be where you want it to be, and you're going about your business, you're going to work, or wherever you're going, and you may meet somebody, start a conversation. I don't never stop talking. So anyway, and start a conversation with a person, and then, you know, all of a sudden they'll say something, and it'll bring your energy level back up, and it brings your positivity level back up. That can happen. And so she's talking about that in Deep Blue Eyes, you know. And sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes you'll start a conversation. Maybe the person that you're speaking with out in the general public or at work or where have you, maybe they're feeling a little off on their day. And then you may say something to kind of spark them to bring that belief and that hope back up again. So listen, we all need that. That's why we're all connected. We are all connected. Whether you believe it or not, we are all connected, honey. And that was Deep Blue Eyes. So once again, the musical showcase and salute is for Tiana Liff, Apollo, Faye Jewel, and Adiwa Chanel. So this one that's coming up, this is Faye Jewel. And the name of the song is H-Y-E. Once again, it's H-Y-E. I want you guys to take a listen to this, and I want you to breathe it in and enjoy it, H-Y-E.
Pick the holland flowers, stop and watch the clouds, hours. Would you take somebody with you? Roll the dice and jump on how we see all.
Thank you.
California tides. Will somebody stop you falling? Have you someone to believe in? Live a life, live this one.
Hey, that is the artist Faye Jewell. Faye Jewell, let me tell you a little bit about Faye Jewell. The singers is Chris Bates, Lawhorn from London and from Austin, Texas, songwriter Stefan, based in Berlin. And then we have another individual, Cara, who is the producer, is from Nashville, Tennessee. And they have come together to produce a track of exquisite beauty and textures and sounds. And it is influenced by Billy English. Now listen, let me tell you something. This artist is professional and polished. And I'm going to tell you something else about Faye Jewell. We all, as artists, as entertainers, can learn a lot from this artist. There is nothing wrong with having a team to help you do what you cannot do. And a lot of times, I don't know what it is, but I want to say this. This is a life lesson when it comes to business. And really, this is a life lesson and a business lesson. It is okay to my independent artists. It is okay to work with different individuals. Now listen, a lot of people is into music, of course. Some people cannot sing and they're still trying to sing. I don't get that, because if you really can't sing, maybe you just don't know you can't sing. I don't know what it is. But listen, if you help today, Lord, if you producing music and you can't sing, I don't understand what's the point. But people are still doing that right to this day, producing music and singing music, and they can't sing. And, you know, the point is to be able to, one day, you know, make a living. You're not going to start out bringing in a whole lot of coins, you know, making music. So the point is this. Faye Jewell is the perfect example of having a well-rounded team of people that is professional and can do what they can do in their area. So, for instance, let me say this. Let me put it like this. They have a songwriter, Stefan. They have someone that's a producer. So they have different individuals that is skilled and have the professional talent in what they do. So my point is this, people. My point is this to my independent artists. If you can't sing and you just wants to be in music and entertainment, what you got to do is get somebody that can sing your song, okay? There is nothing wrong with getting somebody. If you have a song and you've written a song and you think it's a beautiful song, there is nothing wrong with getting someone to sing it. Do you not know there's a lot of people and they have a lot of hit songs out there, but they're writing the song and somebody else is singing it? There's nothing wrong with that. So you may be a great writer, but you can't sing, and you just don't want to admit that you can't sing. So what you got to do is break down and be honest with your authentic self and get somebody to sing and to give them the lyrics, you know, and they will sing it for you. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you have a great voice, but you can't really write a good song. So listen, that's why we have teams of people. We have teams of people that work together to produce great music like Faye Jewell. Okay, so listen, that's just the business lesson for today. It's okay to have a team of people. As a matter of fact, you should have a team of people to help you do what you cannot do. But in order to do that, you got to first realize that you can't do it. You know, so I just don't get it. Stop trying to make the horse run and the horse is broke down. Y'all know what they do with horses that's lame and they can't, you know, in that way. That's what I got to say. Now listen, up next is Diva Chanel. Now this young lady, Diva Chanel, baby, she can sing. She got a really, really wonderful, wonderful song. It is It's the You for Me. Y'all check it out. Check out Diva Chanel.
It's the
love you give
that I can't deny. Give me butterflies, got me on cloud nine. I never felt the way I felt before, and it's still in here. I've been praying for with your style, with your smile. me feel complete. Your energy,
energy,
that centerpiece,
centerpiece,
makes me believe
that it's you for me
till the end of time. Baby, you are mine, no, we can't deny. Like a diamond shine, spend my whole life. I'm your ride or die,
baby.
Love will surely come,
sure to come.
Don't go searching for it, just don't try to run. What it's meant to be,
meant to be,
baby, you will see. It's your destiny. Can't no one compete with your vibe. Gets me high. No complaints about you. You make my heart sing. Our chemistry,
chemistry,
the love you bring. Exceedingly, it's the you for me till the end of time. Baby, you are mine, no, we can't deny. Like a diamond shine, spend my whole life. I'm your ride or die,
baby.
Hey, 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 that's the It's the You for Me. I love that song. I love it. You know, it's like Toni Braxton, Anita Baker, you know, all rolled up into one. She got the goods. She got the goods, and that's what you want your music to represent, that you have the goods, and you're able to deliver what you got, baby. Listen, I love that song because of what she's saying, and I got to wrap it up because I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast this afternoon. Got some more show sketch for some more great music later on today, but listen. When she's singing that song, It's the You for Me, you know, I was listening to the words and lyrics, and she was saying, I'm your ride or die, loyalty, communication, trust, you know, and she was just spilling it all out. And, I, you know, it reminded me earlier this morning, there was a post on Facebook. Somebody posted on Facebook as it relates to ride or die, and young lady said, when you called me, I was on my way, but when I called you, I had to wait. And I said, wow. And everybody was, of course, responding and talking about it. And they had experienced similar, you know, things in their lifetime. And I said, wow. So listen, the point is this. That ain't no ride or die. Listen, sometimes you can think you got somebody. And listen, when it comes to your ride or die, listen, if you don't understand how to examine if your ride or die is really your ride or die, if they're not putting in the same energy that, you know, you're putting into the friendship or the relationship, that's not your ride or die. See, now listen, if you're putting in, here I go, just 100. If you put in 100% of your energy, your time, and your resources into that commitment and that friendship and that relationship, and they're giving you 80% of their energy, that ain't ride or die, baby. When you got a ride or die, baby, listen, both people is putting in their 100%. I'm talking about energy, resources, whatever you need, talk time, whatever. If you're feeling down and you're ride or die, you call them, they got time to talk to you. So listen, it's understanding, it's a commitment. When you got a ride or die thing going on, it is a commitment that is 100% solid. Y'all standing on the foundation, ain't nobody got to wonder. If you got to wonder about your ride or die, that is not your ride or die. Because when you got a ride or die situation, you ain't got to be trying to figure out, well, let me see. No, it ain't like that. You ain't got to wonder. When you put your energy in, they put their energy in. They put their time in with you. It's the same. So listen, that is, it's the you for me. It's the you for me. Y'all hear me talking about 100 all the time because I know about 100. You know what I mean? So listen. And sometimes your friends or your family can be your 100. Sometimes you might be 100 with a family member. They ain't going to be 100 with you. They're going to talk like they 100. See, that's what people do. They talk like they 100 with you. But when it's time for them to step up, they sitting down. When people sit down on you, whether it's friends, family, whoever, that ain't your 100. Now, listen, it's like this, especially when it comes to family, in the 100. You can still operate at a point if you choose to. It's your decision. If you choose to still operate at a level of 100 and you understand that they're not, you already know that they're not going to give you back 100. Sometimes you got to do that with family members. Sometimes you got to cut them jokers off. You know what I mean? But listen, sometimes you can operate at a level 100 because you know out of the love that you got for your people, you do that. Sometimes you just do that. You do that. And sometimes they just don't understand what 100 is. Sometimes people don't get it. They don't get it. They say they 100, but they ain't operating at 100 because they're not there yet. Their mind and their understanding is not where it should be when it comes to relationships and friendships and operating at 100. Because, see, the thing is about operating at 100, some people don't understand the effect that they have on the other person, whether it's a friendship or a family member or a relationship. They don't understand. When you understand the cause and effect that you have on other people, you would not do some of the things that you do to people. And when you operate from a place of 100, you understand the decision that you make based on your friendship, it's going to affect them. Now, if it affects them negatively, you wouldn't do what you're doing. You know, you will come to them straight up. If a person can't come to you straight up and talk to you, it's something wrong. It's something wrong with that. They got to do something always underhanded. That ain't 100, baby. That ain't 100. That ain't 100. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord. Okay, so I am out of time. I could talk about that on and on because I understand it. And when you come from the hood and the street like me, you sure enough understand 100 because, that's a certain kind of role. And then when you stop running like that and, you just do things a different way in life because you grow up and you become adult, you learn how to walk a different walk. But you still understand what 100 is. You still don't, roll like that the way you used to roll. So listen, I got to get on out of here. I am out of time.
You motivated.